Councilmember Dick Kuth says police are having a tough time right now. That's why he spoke in favor of recommending that state lawmakers pass legislation protecting them from discrimination.
I don't know whether they support this or not, but if it helps them in being able to do their job with a little more confidence and a little more gain any respect, I don't know, but I'm going to support this. And I think we need to be careful, though, about legislating discrimination respect.
But opponents said it was a reaction to a previous anti-discrimination push that some didn't agree with. Here's Ketchikan resident Ryan McHale.
This body does not exist in a vacuum, and this resolution cannot be divorced from the same resolution first drafted at the Borough Assembly as a backlash to a minority group challenging those in power and demanding that they deserve equal rights and protection under the law.
He's referring to the Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assembly's recent measure calling for state protections for LGBTQ people. Opponents of that measure, which included the borough mayor, pushed for a resolution that would outlaw discrimination against law enforcement. That assembly resolution passed with the borough mayor, Rodney Dial, a former Alaska state trooper, breaking a 3-3 tie. But a majority on the city council argued that a person's chosen profession is not the same as sexual orientation. Councilmember Judy Zenge came out against the measure.
This doesn't address race, gender, age, or sexual orientation.
She said the council had long supported the city's police department. She said she'd reached out to get local police officers' take.
They don't agree with this. They don't want this. They just want to be left alone to do their jobs.
Nobody from the police department spoke up either way. Councilmember Emily Chappell argued that an anti-discrimination law isn't necessary.
In Alaska, our police officers actually have more protection than civilians in that there are mandatory enhanced sentences for crimes committed against law enforcement.
She argued that if the council wanted to protect against discrimination based on someone's occupation, then it should protect every profession, not just police officers. She joined Judy Zenge, Janalee Gage, and Sam Bergeron in opposing the measure. Councilmember Mark Flora said he disagreed with the idea that police officers could divorce themselves from their identity as law enforcement by simply taking off their uniforms. He voted in favor. Councilmember Dave Kiefer also voted for the measure. All three votes in favor came from council members up for re-election. Though the resolution failed 3-4, both the city and borough mayor signed a proclamation Monday commending law enforcement officers. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.